You hit stream, and we come in mid-conversation like it's natural. Nobody's like, the wiser.
In media res, right?
Mm-hmm. Shit, you already did it.
Sorry.
The secret to making a good trailer.
Uh-huh.
You gotta fill it with like these beefy, dubsteppy fart noises.
Wub, yeah. Like a wub.
Mm-hmm. Just imagine like the biggest.
But more fart.
Just imagine like the biggest electronic butt right up to next to a microphone, and it's just like.
What's a subwoofer's kind of like a big electronic butt.
What's an electronic butt?
Like a big sub, like a big 12-inch dub.
Like woofer. Like a digital butt, like an 8-inch butt.
It expels digital fart noises into this reality.
Here's my microphone. Yeah. Imagine my electronic butt. Imagine my mouth is my electronic butt.
Okay,
well, that'll be hard.
You take that fart noise.
Uh-huh.
Record that.
It literally makes anything look cool.
You guys can go ahead and just take the noise that Derek gave you and make your own trailers.
You take a fucking cartoon character. He's doing a flip.
Uh-huh.
Cartoon character doing a flip.
Boring.
Who cares?
Yeah.
But
electronic fart noise behind it. Suddenly that flip is like, what the? Is he flipping straight out of hell? Like, what's up with that? If he doesn't complete this flip, the world might end.
Like a digital boot tech.
It's like there's a whole rave of people digital boot tech cheering that cartoon on. Mm. They're like, we're doing it for
theme
you.
Song! God
damn it. Uh-oh.
Psych, I'm not ready for the theme song yet.
No, it's too late. I'm a lonely horseman. Got my pistol. I'm just trying to be somebody besides a lonely horseman. Got my gun at my side. I'm just trying to be...
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, to the Mega 64 Funny Factory, home of the Mega 64 boys, and this night's episode of the Mega 64 podcast.
Mm-hmm.
Welcome, podcast 2.
90-something.
8?
Let's just say it's podcast 2.
Wow, podcast number 2.
Podcast.
Second podcast ever,
welcome
guys.
Welcome. This is Mega 64 Podcast Z, episode 2.
Wow.
You may remember last episode, we had a special guest with us, Sean Chatfield. Mm-hmm. Fortunately, his performance was not very good. Mm-hmm. He was not asked to return. A little bit of a debate between the hosts as to whether that was a good idea or not. Rocco really liked him. So we said, you know what? Mafongu. I don't know what that means, but I was trying to speak Rocco's language, you know.
The language of his people.
You should have run with it. I thought it was good.
He can translate it.
Oh, Maron. You know,
if he ever comes back. So we kick those two guys off. We cut the crap.
Mm-hmm.
Mega 64 Podcast Z. Welcome.
Number one gaming podcast.
Number one video game podcast on the internet. And you're watching it, which probably means you're number one video game podcast fan.
Yeah, the biggest gamer out there.
Think about that. You're probably the biggest gamer amongst you and your friends if you watch the Mega 64 podcast.
Who's got a
podcast.
Bigger...
It's true.
You should get those points that everyone aspires to collect on Xbox Live, their gamer score. You should get that for watching the Mega 64 podcast so you can become a bigger, better gamer.
We need to work it out so that you get an Xbox Live achievement for watching the Mega 64
podcast.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
Yeah, like you watch the podcast and it's like, boom, loser.
Yeah, it's actually negative points.
That's just the name of the achievement. We want to give it like a funny, sarcastic name for the achievement. That's what people... If you give your achievement a regular name, nobody wants it. But if you're on your Xbox and you're going through the achievement list and one of them says loser, you're going to think to yourself, how the fuck do I get that one?
How do I become a loser?
There was a...
You watch the Mega 64 podcast.
That's how you do it.
Wah, wah.
We can make it like an odd number of points.
You know,
instead of like 5 or 10. I think a Street Fighter game on Xbox, there's one achievement I think that was like
what
4
the
points.
Fuck?
Oh, I hate that.
No! You were banned.
We banned.
You know you were banned.
You know that you were not allowed to come back.
That's bullshit.
And you came back anyway.
Your performance
last
week.
No, we said that you couldn't come back.
Was not up to snuff. And you were not. You were requested never to return.
And that's the reason Rocco's not here too.
You were requested never to return to this set.
Sean.
Rocco stormed out of here in protest because he said you should be here. You weren't here.
Yep.
You're not here because you're cut. So you can't just show up now.
I just came to apologize and say I know I fucked up last week. I fucked it up.
Uh-huh.
And I can do better.
Well, we can take that in consideration for next week, but definitely not for this week.
All right, fine. Yeah. You could go do...
Stop. What are you doing? No!
That's because I'm so mad.
You can go look at the mailbag for us, but you can't be on camera.
Sean, when you see this, edit yourself out. Mm-hmm. Green screen yourself.
And we're back. No interruptions. Mm-hmm. Nobody was here. I don't know why the video just skipped.
It was a strange
I don't have to
cut.
Move. Yeah. It was a strange cut. I want to stay here.
Yeah, you should. You moved up a seat. Good job. Yeah.
Thank you. Thank you.
Congratulations.
I've lost it. I don't even know what we were talking about. Shit.
Loot Crate.
Well, can I take this moment to just thank you and the other host? Well, he's no longer with us, but for letting me aspire to the central direction of the set.
No, I'm not going to allow you to do that.
Okay.
We do want to thank our sponsors, Loot Crate. Check them out, lootcrate.com.
/Mega64.
I see some... All right, we'll make a special exception. We're going to give... We'll ask the chat. Chat, what do you think? Should we give Sean Chatfield
one
more
shot?
Chance to return
should we do
to
it?
The podcast? Or should we cut him for good? I'm not. This isn't a poll. I'm literally just going to take the first answer I see.
Achievements.
Oh, man.
If I get in, if you're into Mango. So far. No. Ooh. That's like four no's. Wow. That's a lot of no's.
Oh, shit. It's a resounding. It's a resounding.
But hey,
no.
Hey, you know what Sean's doing right now? He cut to himself on the camera that's over there.
I'm not.
He's doing clever little bits.
I know I can't do that. Yeah.
It's a resounding no.
You just gave him the power.
Don't worry. Sean does not know how to operate the keyboard over there. We are safe. We will not see him on camera tonight. Welcome.
Welcome.
How's everybody doing?
Lootcrate.com/Mega64.
Yeah, we wanted to thank... I was in the middle of thanking our sponsor, Lootcrate.com. Go to Loot Crate. Go to Loot Crate. Check them out. Put in the special promo code Mega64. See what happens. I don't even know what happens. You tell me. Email question of the week. What happens when you use the Mega64 promo code at Lootcrate.com?
Could be something really good.
Could
really
be.
Special.
Mm-hmm. Could be good. Could be something bad.
Could be a trap.
I don't know. That's why I don't want
to... Yeah,
know.
I'm not willing to
No promises.
Out. I'm not Indiana Jones. I don't go into the traps head first, okay? Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I send Indiana Jones in, and I wait outside with a gun.
Mm-hmm. You guys are like our little indies, so get out there and do some exploring.
When Indiana Jones comes out of the temple holding the loot crate, that's when I pulled the gun. Not so fast. Dr. Jones.
I take the crate, right.
Shoot Indiana Jones in the head.
Wow!
Kick him down
you,
the
body. You killed him.
Kick him down the hole, and I go, this is Loot Crate!
Wow. That's you took cool. a lot of inspiration from a lot of different things.
Hey, 300 references,
I'm
podcasts in a row.
Movie person I am.
It's true.
Anyways.
Big film buff.
Check him out. Welcome, everybody.
Welcome.
How was your week?
I had a great week. It was pretty busy, but you know, it makes it fly by so much faster that way.
Yeah,
we had a wrestling show on Friday.
Yeah, Eric and I, we were all there.
All four of us.
Yep.
Yeah, we did a wrestling show. We can chat about that later.
Ooh, okay.
We'll get back to that.
We'll get back to that once we've covered all official business. We'll go into non-official, uninteresting business. Though that may be a special exception because it's actually interesting.
Ooh. I think he's just confused because he asked what we've done this week, and that's pretty much
that,
it.
That was your highlight. That's pretty much what I did this week.
That's Eric's highlight right there.
So,
you can't put yourself on camera. You're not allowed to be on camera. We can't. Still...
I don't trust anything about what he's doing right now.
We can still get your audio if you want to tell us how your week has been.
Back to me. My week's been great, but I can't talk about it.
So good, you can't talk
so,
about it.
So glad.
Is it like...
So glad Sean's here.
Is this like just a great mystery?
No, I got to hang out with my friends, you guys, and I think that I had fun editing last week's podcast, and I thought the reaction to the Kutaragi video went over really well.
Did we hang out this week?
Yeah, I didn't see you all
when
week.
Did we hang out?
Oh, caught in a lie.
Wow, yeah. Oh, wow. I'm out with my friends, so I guess he hung out with his other friends.
Sean, I bet your week sucked.
Mm-hmm.
I bet you didn't like your week at all.
I hung out with my friends this week.
I hope Jonathan and Jenny are doing all right.
Yeah.
I saw them last night. They're doing great. Thank you.
Must have been nice.
Oh, his real friends.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Okay.
Well, I don't know how much of that was true, how much of that statement was false. One statement within that statement was true, Kutaragi's Way. It did come out this week.
It's true.
We released that earlier this week. Have you seen it? Have you checked it out yet? If not, what are you doing here? Pause this shit. In fact, just turn it off.
Wow.
Go watch Kutaragi's Way. You're probably not coming back. You're going to rewatch Kutaragi's Way all night, baby.
Sean, pause this podcast while you edit it.
That's how good it is.
Okay. Can we just stop podcasting and watch Kutaragi's Way right now?
That's not entertaining for anyone.
All the people that haven't seen
Can we play the Arvids video? We'll move into the Arvids section of the podcast.
Definitely.
Okay, Sean, go ahead. I'm alone
in the host. Oh, fuck. What? I don't know how to work it. Sorry. I'm fucking this up. Eric, I think I should be on set because I don't know how to handle this over here.
You're never going to be on the show again. Episode 3, sans Sean.
Episode 3.
He will not return for episode 3. Sorry about that.
Yeah, this is episode 2.
Sean. This is episode 2.
Can we get you to go play the Arvids video?
Yeah. You got it.
Okay, you know that
was episode 4 now.
That's sorry. Offensive to me. I don't want to hear that noise anymore after what happened. So
what happened?
In version 3.
All right, look. There's a video. We play it every fucking week. At the drop of a hat, we play it.
It's
suddenly,
your favorite.
Suddenly, we're not playing the video. What's the deal? Let's play Arvids.
Okay. It's not on here.
It is.
It's gone.
Nope.
You could just do it. I mean, he's asking for a request.
Eric, where'd you put it? You fucked it up.
Help him. God, this podcast is grinding a
hole. Oh, got it.
Jesus.
Oh, no, that's not there.
Do you think that we have any viewers still at this point?
What? That's not it. I don't understand. I don't know. I don't know the problem.
Well, he's doing this on purpose.
I'm over the bit. Yeah, me too. So can be back on the fucking set, assholes.
We're definitely the bad guys in this situation.
I apologize. That was a tremendously poor introduction to talking about our videos.
Yeah, no kidding.
Kind of sucked the steam out of the podcast.
I mean, we had a whole video lined up for it. And
we'll just move on.
We'll move right on. Into Kutaragi's Way. Derek, did you have a lot of fun filming that video?
We did release Kutaragi's Way. I did have a lot of fun filming that video. We worked really hard on Kutaragi's Way. We probably took about, I would say, the last month and a half to put that one together. We started a month and a half ago.
Yeah, that one went right up to the deadline.
Yeah, it really did.
We battled a huge rainstorm, too.
Yeah. Stuff got shifted around.
Yeah, we did. You may remember, the drought started in San Diego, and we thought we'd be all clear to film Kutaragi's Way. We had our friend Fernando Huerto help us out from Jabroni Pictures. Check out his YouTube channel. He's been on our podcast several times, and he was great. Fernando, I think, had a great time filming it.
Yeah.
I wish he was awesome to talk about it. Yeah, he did an awesome job.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
He obviously is a very talented stuntman, a very talented martial artist. Mm-hmm. Did a lot of it, did all his own stunts, choreographed all the fighting. But outside of Fernando, Garrett did a great job with the special effects.
For sure.
Thank you.
Great job.
Yeah, that was fun. There were some squib effects that I haven't done since version 3, episode 6.
Yeah.
And there was a lot of, just really over the top. You guys handled the head crushing.
Yeah, actually, I want to give a shout out to Derek.
I was so impressed with that, man. That's
so good.
That came out awesome.
You know, and we have, it's not out yet, but it's coming soon, a behind the scenes video.
I think it's going to be out this week.
This week. It definitely will be out this week.
Yeah.
Rocco said he was going through I'm just going to go on the set.
But Rocco said he was
oh, wow. All
right, Sean.
It's over here in the
Sean,
guest spot.
When you edit this on tomorrow, edit yourself out.
Cool. Could you wear like one of those masks?
Just put a blue dot over your face.
Okay.
But go ahead.
Sure. Rocco said he was going through, we filmed so much behind the scenes of this video that he was going through all of the usable parts, you know, the good stuff.
Mm-hmm.
He looked at the timeline, it was an hour and 40 minutes long.
Told me that too.
It's like a movie.
The most behind the scenes that he's had.
That we've ever had.
So I mean, we had to cut that down drastically. Mm-hmm. So.
We've been filming for so long and we had the behind the scenes cameras running the whole time. So we got a lot.
Yeah.
A lot of good footage.
There are multiple days, multiple weekends that we met and filmed and stuff.
Yeah,
and
we got all behind-the-scenes stuff of the head getting run over, all the squib stuff, preparing each shot. The cameras were running constantly while we were doing this.
Yeah, so the behind-the-scenes is still not out yet, but it's coming, and it's going to be very good.
Yeah. I was surprised with how good you made the the head explosion, Dan Christmas's character walking down the sidewalk, yeah, and Kudrow shoots
him. In real life, that looked...
In real life, that looked so bad as we did it. I mean, we're just kind of... I was pulling shit out of my ass. Like, the ideas for that were just like, let's see if this works. Let's see if this works.
Right.
And it came out so good in your editing, I think.
Yeah, there's a lot of experimentation, but that's how it is most of the time.
Oh, yeah. Like, that's
as long as you get something on footage, you can work with it and put it together in the computer.
I think having the VHS kind of grain and filter on top of it helps. Like, really helps too.
Oh, yeah.
Helps hide. That is, that is like doing a Photoshop technique in video where you have a texture that you can put onto your video, and it's almost like a Band-Aid for anything that didn't quite come together or any, you know, visual effect that might be a little rough.
Yeah.
You can run it through the VHS and it's all going to look shitty anyways afterwards, so you don't have to worry too much about it.
It also worked in our favor that in the idea of this video, Kudaragi made this.
Yes.
Yeah. So if it's a little fucked up, it's like, well, he made it. Yeah. This is what he made. So like, we kind of, that was our, like, okay, well, it doesn't look great, but here we go. Mm-hmm. Although it looked great at the end anyways. But
yeah, the whole time when we were trying to write it, I remember sometimes there would be moments when we didn't know what the next line of dialogue should say, and it was like, well, Kudaragi's just making a movie about himself, so it's probably just about, like, oh, you're so handsome,
that theme,
or
that
oh, you're true. Just really cool. I mean, for, like, 6 weeks straight, it was like, okay, so in this scene, we need you to call Kudaragi both handsome and cool, and we'll just keep doing that over and over, and it's funny because, yeah, we just kind of were, like, pulling those bits of dialogue out here and there, and then we compiled it all of the computer, and it's like, we have just a whole movie of people
how
calling
handsome
him
he is.
Handsome and cool. Yep. So it all kind of worked out in the end. So, yeah, that was cool.
Kudaragi, you're the coolest guy I've ever made it with.
That is like the best line.
That line is so good. I love that line. I love it.
If people go back and watch that scene in particular, like the clothing, the wardrobe switch is like something for people to pick up on their second or third viewing or whatever.
And a lot of the
just little stuff that's
behind the scenes, but something happened that it's crazy to think about, but Derek stood in for Fernando to throw Kudaragi out the building, so Derek was Fernando's stuntman.
Yeah.
Oh, wow, you're actually a stuntman.
One of Fernando's stunts.
Think about that, and who's the better stuntman?
I mean, that's brilliant.
It's got to be hard for Fernando. He can't be as good a leading man as me, and yet I'm a better stuntman,
well,
too.
How soft was that jacket?
Ken Kudaragi's jacket is very soft.
Very soft.
It looks... you know, very firm and powerful. But then
it.
When you touch it, it's like the man wears the flying nimbus around his chest. He wears a cloud. That's how you know he's rich.
It's probably he's probably an expensive little blazer.
The richer the person, the softer the jacket.
I always thought the more tiny cats embroidered on their...
Yeah, he had a little cat on his turtleneck.
You guys are picking his wardrobe apart.
No, I liked it.
It was a great wardrobe.
I love that turtleneck.
Yeah. That was a cool-ass turtleneck.
You know, you look at the Snuggie, it looks like it's soft. Mm-hmm. It's actually very brittle.
Fuck the Snuggie.
And, like, itchy.
Yeah. Right.
And very cheap.
Yeah.
Rich person's Snuggie, it'd be like that. Be like Ken Kudaragi's jacket.
Complete velour all over.
Flying Nimbus.
Gorgeous.
Flying Nimbus.
But, yeah, if you look closely at the top of the whatever structure we throw Ken Kudaragi off at the end of the video, that is me who grabs him. I think, you know, you can recognize my ear, the back of my haircut. So.
I recognize that ear.
Yeah.
See that ear, you know. Whose ear that is?
It's kind of a failure. You know, we should have digitally altered my ear to make it look more like Fernando's.
I think we thought the VHS would just kind of patch that over.
Yeah, you were a stuntman in that for Fernando. We also had another stuntman that we met with on the final day of shooting. We got the last shot with Cliff Bleszinski.
Oh, yeah.
That's true.
Yeah, actually.
The fighter.
The fighter.
As he's credited in the video.
Yeah, so doing Kudaragi's Way went right up to the last minute. That was a special video we made specifically for GDC.
Mm-hmm.
Ken Kudaragi received the Lifetime Achievement Award at the Developers' Choice Awards this year, and this video, I don't know, honored him.
It was our chance to film with someone who was receiving the Lifetime Achievement
I think
Award.
The way that we presented it was awesome because they didn't say, here's the new Mega 64 video.
Yeah.
Is this the video played? It was the introduction, so people took it seriously at first.
Yeah.
Which was great. It was perfect.
Yeah, I think it's kind of cool. It's sort of turning into a tradition when we go to GDC, whoever's winning a Lifetime Achievement Award or whoever's, you know, just the biggest developer there being celebrated that year, we get an opportunity to work with them and film a funny video. So we've done Miyamoto, Kojima,
Gabe Newell.
Yeah.
War Inspector.
War Inspector.
War Inspector. We've never done one specifically with Cliff Bleszinski, but we always sneak him in.
Yeah, he's everybody an Easter egg. Yeah.
I almost feel like I don't ever want to do a video featuring him. I just want him to be an extra in everybody else's videos.
Will. That guy will email us.
Yeah, but he's probably not. He's never done anything worthwhile.
Jazz Jackrabbit is a fan favorite.
But true. He emails us and he's like, hey, I'm in San Francisco. What are we doing this year? Yep. It's like, all right, cool. Yep. What is it?
So, what an incredible stunt by Cliff Bleszinski, the awesome leg sweep.
And we filmed Fernando just on a whim doing a backflip on the green screen. So like, we'll throw that over the leg sweep. Mm. Perfect.
It's so... Yeah. It's like that fast.
I love it.
Yeah. We had to walk farther to get to that filming location than we did for Ken Kutaragi.
I think you might be right.
Yeah. We filmed with Kutaragi in San Francisco the day before the video was done and brought the VHS player, the VCR, to San Francisco with us.
Yes.
We think we may be the only group that brought a VCR with us.
That's not confirmed.
To the W to stay for GDC. Mm. Not confirmed.
No.
You know, but potentially. Yeah. So we set the VCR up in our hotel room. We've done this before for a couple different videos. We thought we knew what we were doing and that it'd be very easy.
Mm-hmm.
But for whatever reason, the fucking VCR just was not working.
We troubleshot it until 4.
Yeah. So, yeah, we were up till 4 in the morning trying to figure out this fucking VCR, getting it to work in our hotel room. Luckily, we got it.
I don't even remember how
we had to put in.
We
had to hit record before we hit play.
Yes.
You had to start recording from the menu to hit play on the DVD to get it to record on VHS. We're the only.
We had a friend with us there who was sitting on the bed, and he was the whole time. We were up till 4 in the morning. We started at 8 p.m. Our friend Kella, he's sitting there on the bed. Why don't you put the DVD in the VHS slot?
He has no stock in us finishing this video.
No, he doesn't care.
I thought Rocco and you were going to tell him to leave.
Yeah, no, honestly, kidding. I appreciated it because sometimes when you are in a situation like that and it's coming down to a deadline, you get really stressed out and you start turning into a bitch.
Yeah.
And you're just like really snappy. But when you have a friend there, an outside person who's not part of the regular group, and they're saying stuff that is just so, like, over the top.
Yeah.
You're not close enough to that person to tell them, like, shut the fuck up before I kill you.
Hey, you did, though.
Yeah. No, because, honestly, I could sense some tension from other people in the room being like, fuck you! But I was the only one who knew Kella enough to say it.
He would honestly talk.
I was happy that he was there.
Me too. Would talk, and it would go on for too much, and then it would be quiet for a minute, and then the VHS would play, and he'd go, is this 4K? Fuck you.
That was funny.
Yeah, so he was there.
We got it.
We showed it off at GDC. The clip with Cliff actually didn't make it into the version we showed at the award show.
We missed the day of the award show.
Yeah, it was too late.
Man.
Well, when you're up till 4 in the fucking morning trying to get a VCR to work.
We couldn't chance it.
Yeah. We only had 4 hours at that point to get it to them.
Yep. Well, that's why it's like, that's a special extended edition that we just put on.
That's a director's cut.
And it's funny because it's that 1 second shot, but it's so.
But it's
perfect.
Something the GDC crowd didn't get.
Yeah, and I also really do love that Cliff Bleszinski is our Easter egg. We sprinkle him into our videos. It's great.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, that leg sweep, awesome. I would not want to tangle with Cliff in a back alley. That leg sweep would take you out. Only Ken Kutaragi or somebody based off of the great legend of Ken Kutaragi could avoid such a high-caliber martial arts move as the Cliff Bleszinski leg sweep. Sorry, I spit all over everybody. Check it out.
It missed me. So
go look again. Blink and you'll miss it. Cameo. That leg sweep. Holy shit.
No.
That leg sweep, though.
Okay, that's a meme. All. You guys meme that.
That's all I wanted to say.
I loved Kutaragi. Kutaragi was really, really nice. His English was pretty good. We got along with him really well. But his comedic timing and, like, that whole last part where he outros the video and he's just kind of like seated sideways with his arms folded, like that was him.
Yeah.
He decided like that's how he wanted to do it.
Yeah.
Okay. That's good. Great.
Yeah, he was great. He was pretty funny.
Really cool to work with.
Kutaragi's way.
I got a question about editing. When you put in that Cliffy B clip after, when we got back home before we uploaded it, did you run through the exact same procedure with the VHS to...
Oh, that's a good question.
Did you do the DVD to VHS converter?
No, that is the exact same file and VHS take that was shown at GDC. Uh-huh. We literally just cut it open and then
inserted a little bit.
Yeah, did the whole thing specifically for the 1 second.
Now, was it harder to do that? I remember that. I was actually here when that happened.
I totally forgot about that.
When you did that, though, did you have the same problem when you hit record before you hit play, or is it just fine?
All right, real talk. We did have the same problem, and Rocco went into the other room and started getting on the computer to figure it out, and I figured it out in like two seconds.
Yeah.
I figured it out in 2 seconds. And when we were in the hotel room, I kept trying to tell, why don't you press this button? And he was like, it doesn't work like that. It doesn't work like that.
He did say that.
And you were the only one. I didn't even touch the VCR at the hotel room, but I'm throwing you under the bus right now. I fucking know how it works. I figured it out here in 2 seconds. Come on. Anyways.
So there's a DVD that's burned with 3-4 seconds. Is it even four seconds long? Of Cliff Bleszinski doing a leg sweep.
That should be a secret prize.
Send it.
I should.
Well, there's probably some Goldar footage on there, too.
There's a VHS tape with Kutaragi's Way on it, which I think we should send to Ken Kutaragi, but...
There's a lot of Power Rangers on there.
I don't think he has a VCR. he can't watch it.
For archival purposes,
You'll see in the behind the scenes, like, where we filmed that was my hotel room with a green screen, like, sheet. Pinned to the wall.
Yep.
Looks so shitty.
Wait, he works at Sony. They gotta have a VCR set up at work somewhere.
They have a beta, too.
They're Sony.
You know what? The PS4 needs VHS deck.
Yeah.
Hey, legitimately, though, if, like, bring back backwards compatibility.
Yeah.
Please. Like, I can't get a VCR anymore. If Sony started selling VCRs, I would buy one.
You know, this is a funny topic. But they do still sell, like, old players new on, like, Amazon and the internet and stuff.
Really?
There's companies like Ion and a bunch of companies that claim to... They all have a USB out so you can hook them up and capture older stuff onto a PC. Mm-hmm. But they also do work just as a player.
Garrett just bought a cassette player.
Yeah, I just bought a cassette recorder
on Wednesday.
And player.
Wow.
Because I wanted one for the stream last week, and I was late getting started because I was, like, tearing my house apart looking for my old Walkman. Couldn't find it, so I went on Amazon, $23. I got it for next week's stream.
I think you're ripped off. I agree.
No way! It's a cassette recorder and player. It also has a built-in microphone. Can I ask you something?
Yeah, you fucking idiot. Yeah.
Doesn't your cell phone do all that stuff?
It does, but I want, specifically for the Ground Zero stream, I want to use a cassette.
It was an idea I had for last week.
So this is all theatrical.
Yeah, yeah.
This is just for the illusion.
I like to put a little bit of...
I'm on his side now.
I like to put a little bit of effort into the poorly played stream.
Phone is just a phone.
Like,
Garrett told me that he was looking for his Walkman so he can listen to a Belinda Carlisle cassette.
That's half of it, too, which I did.
I don't know what to believe.
That's half of it.
Yeah.
It's not like one additional reason. That's 50% of
the reason. I wanted to hear their cover of I Feel Free. It was great.
Are you still on his side?
Is it on your phone?
I'm halfway here.
I recorded a Vine of me listening to my Belinda Carlisle cassette.
He used his phone to record him listening to a Walkman.
The technology is going full circle here.
You should do multiple Vines and get the whole song.
Oh, shit. That'd be cool. Like, each 6-second clip? Yeah. Part 1 through 58.
Can they bust you? Because I know Vine is 6 seconds long.
Well, I don't think they can bust you.
Because under 6 seconds, you can't legally, you know, go after somebody for using your audio.
Yeah.
I'm curious about that, too.
But if you did 6-second increments of an entire audio bit...
There's a show on Adult Swim called... I think it's on Adult Swim. Maybe it's just Cartoon Network. Called Rick and Morty.
Yeah.
And Adult Swim posted, I think on their Twitter, hey guys, check out the new Rick and Morty episode, and they linked to an Instagram, and you can only post 10-second videos, so they have, it's the whole episode of Rick and Morty in 10-second Instagram clips.
Oh my god.
And you know somebody watched it.
Somebody did.
Yeah.
No.
No? No one watched it?
Nothing?
Nobody watched it.
Nobody?
Bah humbug.
Have you seen that Lil B has an Instagram now?
No.
And it's just, the pictures are all just pictures he gets of girls writing I Love Lil B on her feet.
Oh, yeah, because he's got a major foot fetish.
Yeah, that is his Instagram.
That kind of came out on Twitter. He was telling all the girls, like, yo, what up? Send me pics of your feet, beautiful girls. And everyone's like, Lil B, that's, wow. You're really asking for that.
Hey, your fetish can be whatever you want. Feet are gross, man.
Mm-hmm. Sean's into it.
I'm not into feet.
I like Jenny's feet.
They're fucking fine.
It's not my thing.
It's not your thing.
It's not my thing, though.
That's really.
This conversation is bumming me out.
Derek hates feet.
Derek does hate feet.
I do.
Hey, do you have a favorite part of Kutaragi's Way?
I know I do.
I can't think of
my,
it right
mine
now,
is the shot of Jay screaming with the PS1 on fire in front of him.
That's it. That's a good shot. Everyone I show it to, that gets a laugh.
Yeah.
Good shot.
That is a really good shot.
I really like blowing up the car.
Mm-hmm. That was so good.
You know, I like the whole video. I'm just really proud of all the green screen effects that were in that video.
We should give a shout out really to Mitch Murder, who did the music.
Oh yeah,
who did that?
Thank you,
Mitch
Murder.
Oh yeah,
Murder.
Shout out to the artist Mitch Murder. You may be familiar with Mitch Murder if you ever look up New Retro Wave.
Awesome.
On YouTube, which is a good YouTube channel for up-and-coming artists who sound like they've been around forever.
Like 80 Cent.
Mitch Murder is one of those artists. Apparently, he's a fan. We put a call out for music.
That's awesome.
He answered it. And yeah, his music's really good. Check him out.
Music that made that video.
He's on SoundCloud.
Perfectly, yeah.
He was really nice to us and let us peruse his SoundCloud. And he's like, just, you know, pick whatever you want. You can use it. There's a couple you can't use, whatever. But we found all of those songs on his SoundCloud, so you can look them up. Download them. If you like them, give him $1 or however much it costs.
Yes.
If it costs $2, pay that.
Mm-hmm.
If it costs $20, you pay that.
Yeah.
But you get Mitch Murder's music.
What does he consider his... It kind of sounded like Vaporwave or whatever.
It's like Miami Nights 1984 or Laserhawk. Yeah. It's like that 80s-inspired synth kind of throwback sound.
Yeah.
Is there a term for it?
Well, Jake and those guys did a whole genre cult podcast on Vaporwave, and it sounds just like
that. Oh, really?
And it's like electric saxophony, like loungy music.
Vaporwave.
Yeah. It may be a thing, it may not be. They
like music you would smoke your e-cigarette
to.
Yes,
stuff you vape to with your vape.
Like
if you're surfing,
if you're surfing and smoking on an e-cigarette, you listen to Vaporwave?
Mm-hmm. In an office setting, circa like... 92.
Mm. That sounds dumb.
Yeah. Not for everyone.
I just call it music. It's all music to
me. It's all
me.
Music to you, yeah. Derek doesn't like labels.
I don't. I transcend all labels. Yeah. Don't try to put me in a box. I'll break out. And if you put me in a bear box...
Uh-huh. Right.
Well, I'd be stuck.
I can only get out of a normal size box.
I wouldn't be happy.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, that's what it's about.
I'd be real mad in that box.
It's all about
I'd be like Uma Thurman in Kill Bill, like that.
Oh, like punching it?
Oh, yeah.
Until for some reason he drills his way out, like bores. That's the weirdest part of that movie.
That movie had a lot of unbelievable stuff, though.
That was
really cool.
I believe that. Suspend it.
What else do we have to talk about? So much. We've only hit the first thing on top of the list.
Oh, there is a list.
What else? Oculus Rift.
Oh, whoa.
The Oculus got bought by Facebook. Let's talk about that.
$2 billion, right?
Did that happen while we were at GDC?
No.
That happened right after. While we were at GDC, PS4 announced that they are going to be making their own Oculus competitor.
Yes.
And so everybody was like, nervous. What does this mean for the Oculus Rift?
Project Morpheus has been released.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. They come back, oh, fuck you, bow! We got Zuckerberg on our side. We're going to be doing Rifts. You can see your timeline in 3D. You can see your friends.
You can walk through it.
Yeah, you can see your friends' new pictures of all the food she ate. You can see that in 3D.
Mm-hmm. Now, simultaneous to Facebook buying it, did John Carmack also leave id Software to go over to Oculus Rift?
I have not heard that previous.
Okay, yeah. He did that previous then. So that's
really?
Something that happened.
I had not even heard that.
Yeah, earlier.
Oh, wow. Well, yeah. What happened when Facebook bought Oculus, I think Notch said...
He's pulling out Minecraft.
You will not be able to play Minecraft on Oculus in 3D.
It was in development.
You will be able to jerk off to other people's Facebook pictures in 3D.
I don't understand the backlash. There's a lot of backlash against
Facebook.
People
are pissed.
Yeah. Hey, my favorite people complaining about Facebook buying Oculus Rift are the people complaining on Facebook about Facebook.
That's fucking nuts.
Eric,
I never thought about that.
Wow.
I'm
sure they're complaining
going down the rabbit hole.
In other places. You're just not seeing it.
I'm not seeing it.
Since that backlash.
You're not reading their Zynga page.
I'm not reading their MySpace.
People like John Carmack and Cliff... They've come out and kind of defended, like, hey, this is really beneficial for this company to get funding to launch this.
$2 billion.
Yeah. Well, I think that Oculus is still alive and kicking. I don't think anything is going to stop it. Just because Sony's coming out with one doesn't mean it's dead.
I think, though, all right, I'll play devil's advocate.
Okay.
I'll try to make some legitimate points against this being a good idea. One, Facebook is not a video game company. What do they know about video games?
They have the mobile market on their games is like out of control.
But it's social games. It's not we would play.
All right, okay. I'm playing devil's advocate. I don't really think you like those games. But okay, good point.
But also, I think the $2 billion is for gaming. Why does it matter who? You know, it could have been McDonald's. What does it matter?
Yeah.
You know, like as long as money just fund this project that already is about games and people who are developing games for it are still making it, that doesn't change.
And second of all, and this is my only other argument, I feel like Facebook has a history of not being very user friendly. And not particularly being known for giving people what they want, mm-hmm. but instead telling people what they're going to get. And I think that's why people are pissed off.
I agree. I can see that.
I can see that, too.
I can definitely see that.
Sure.
I mean, it makes the most sense for me.
Their Facebook app on my phone fucking sucks, so I can't wait to see what the Oculus
Link
is right.
I've never had a problem with Facebook.
It keeps updating and then is like, okay, we're going to start you at the top. Ooh, new update. We're not starting you at the top anymore. Now the timeline's all fucked up.
Yeah, whenever they update, it's like, you guys do this so frequently.
Exactly, but that's the thing. Now they're taking over something like a video game thing where I don't need to update all the time.
We've yet to see how much of a hand the Facebook organization is going to have on the development and the application.
But if you think they just gave it $2 billion to go, foolish.
I think they want to continue the research in the direction that it's been going, but also they've been very forward-thinking or very open in media saying, we want to apply this to social media.
But don't you think that their first thought is going to be, how will advertising work on this?
Possibly. Dude, you're going to be able to see pre-roll ads in 3D space.
I never thought about that.
You'll be able to talk to your wife.
That was my first
kids.
Thought. When I heard that
after
Facebook
this
took it over,
commercial.
All I could think was a boardroom full of people going, we should buy this. And somebody went, no. And then somebody else went, but think of the advertising capabilities
of
something that is attached to your face that you can't take off or skip.
Go ahead.
To throw out $2 billion, you're absolutely right. They have to see a return on that.
Absolutely.
But can you imagine being in a commercial? Like, I don't want this, but like,
I would be screaming at
the commercial.
The commercial
is filmed in a 360-degree way, and you just look around, and you're still in the commercial.
I'd just be calling the lady selling me Tide a cunt to her face. Like, oh, yeah. No, it'll get the stains out of my shirt. Fuck your stains.
So imagine Garrett wearing goggles.
in my living room.
Imagine.
Like,
fuck you, fucking Tide lady.
You just described
what my life. You fucking bitch.
You describe what my life is going to be. It's going to be Garrett's cat laying on the couch and then looking at him as he screams at nothing wearing goggles.
Yeah. This is what I was going to say. Facebook, all right, I'm going to tell you how you save yourself, how you make Oculus a good idea. If you don't do this, don't bother. They need to put a camera on the front of it so that it can do augmented reality and you never have to take the Rift off.
Ooh.
I want to see every person in America with an Oculus Rift headset fucking glued to their face.
We need them wireless.
I don't want to see your face anymore.
I don't want to see your eyes. I want to see you wearing a headset.
The only way,
gloves.
The only way I can see your face is through my Oculus, looking at your Oculus, augmenting your Oculus to make it look like your face.
I want everyone to look like everyone in Lawnmower Man looking like.
Can we do big head mode codes?
Yeah.
You could make
that'd be so sick. You can do big everything.
Oh, dude.
Oh, shit.
Oh, but then she's going to be all disappointed because it feels a lot smaller.
Yeah, but
wait.
Oh, I'm confused.
You went the other way.
Sorry. Oculus can only do so much, fellas. Anyways. Well, I think we've covered that.
Yeah. No, I want to talk about, what do you think the Sony one's going to do? Because we talked about what Facebook's doing. Okay. I want to know what the Sony one's all about.
I'm excited more. I never really cared about Oculus just because I'm not a PC gamer, and that seems to be what all the applications are for. Yeah. I'm excited to see where it goes, and when it comes to the consumer market, if it would be affordable, it'd be something I'd be very interested in. But at this point, I've not really been paying attention. The Morpheus thing works with PS4 and PS4 games that are currently out. Like, they're saying Thief is going to get an update. And
really?
So, for me, it's like, well, I want to have something in the near future. I'm getting a Morpheus, and I will definitely use
that
on a PS4.
Was the point I was making about Facebook not being a video game company.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sony has 30 years of being an industry leader.
A hardware professional.
Yeah, and they've made classics, and Facebook is not and doesn't have classics.
But honestly, I don't have... I don't have much interest in peripherals like this. Mm-hmm. I don't think they're the way I like to play video games. Yeah. I don't give a shit. This to me is the next connector move. Now, that I don't.
Definitely,
I mean, it is another thing where it's like you're in the game.
See, now,
and I'm not into.
I'm
it.
On the other side of the spectrum.
Really.
I feel like video games are honestly kind of stale and boring, and I feel like the newest generation of consoles is not that different from the last generation of consoles.
I agree with that.
And so I see the Oculus as a potentially actually new technology, an actual evolution in video games.
A bigger step than Move controls
because
camera motion detection.
Essentially, in my opinion, since the Dreamcast, and you can even argue since the Nintendo 64... video games have been the same thing.
3D environment.
Yeah, it's just the graphics get better. And we've hit a point where, you know, a PlayStation 4 game is it's released on PlayStation 3 as well now. And they're almost interchangeable. So that's why I'm really excited for headsets, the Oculus, and Project Morpheus.
I went to the floor on GDC and saw the people playing the Morpheus.
Yeah.
And is that what it's going to be called, by the way? That can't
that's
be the
a
real
code name.
Name.
It's a code name.
Okay. Dolphin. Good, because I don't like it.
Yeah, I don't either.
But it looks cooler than the Oculus. Like the way they have like even
four light on
four lights on it.
Yeah.
That's all I needed. It was like to me the Oculus is like a box you're wearing. Having the lights, I know it's so stupid. Well, it's just the person not playing the game.
Have you seen the newer there's different revisions
of
Oculus.
I haven't
they
seen
look
it.
Pretty sleek now. Yeah.
I'm sure that's
the Oculus the whole timeline of that career like from Kickstarter to now being bought by Facebook for $2 billion. Mm-hmm. It's a brilliant story and it'd probably make for one hell of a documentary.
It's really interesting.
To see the evolution and how it's been brought to the forefront and kids like, well not kids, but people our age and kids alike getting to actually use a virtual reality headset at conventions because they've had it at PAX and RTX.
I have not tried it yet. Have you tried it?
Yeah, I tried it at PAX.
Is it a gimmick or is it like, I've heard it's awesome.
I did it with the I forgot the company that makes the bowl.
Oh, the thing you like stand and walk in.
Special
like,
shoes
you did
in.
That too.
Yeah, and it's rad. I mean, you're all hooked up to wires and everything, so it's definitely like, okay, this is a beta test of this technology.
Have you guys seen?
It's cool.
This is not related to the Oculus, but have you seen the Russian developer who's making like hologram technology?
No,
that I'm more interested in.
That you've seen it? It looks crazy. Yeah. He's basically working on a technology where it will like. You'll have these little slits that shoot vapor,
up.
Like a gas, up or in any direction. And then within this thing, it'll have LED lights that'll project a light into the vapor.
Yeah.
And then it has motion sensors in it too. So it's essentially a touch screen that you can move your hand through.
Whoa.
And he was talking about how the vapors can be scented and they can do like completely 3D simulated environments where you can like smell stuff and like interact with, because it's all motion sensors too, you can like pass through it, grab it, move it, and stuff. Like,
what is the vapor?
I'm not sure.
Water vapor?
It looks like water vapor, but you can see there's a test video online where he like gets a Skype call essentially where the table starts shooting this vapor and it comes up about this high and then he like is just talking into the screen and when it's done, he just like wisps it all away and
oh,
it, like,
that's cool.
goes
that,
down.
That to ends. Me is infinitely more interesting than you have to hold this extra thing or you have to wear these goggles or you have to wear the 3D glasses.
Yeah.
I want something that is complete.
You want a
in
unit.
Itself. Exactly. I want something complete in itself that I can use by itself without having to put
gear.
Anything on. Yeah. The gear is so just like...
We're
not
at the point. We're not at the point where we can augment things inside of our bodies, so we have to strap all this shit on.
Yeah, and it's not for me. That's
uncomfortable.
That's it.
Yeah, but I think that stuff is cool. I really, you know, I feel like I love video games, but you know, consoles, controllers, man, I've been doing that forever. Where's the new shit?
I'm a vape boy, and I don't care if the 3D hologram vape gives me cancer. I want to use that.
Yeah,
I want to reach in.
Vape ain't a bad word. Vape-a-cola.
Can you? You wouldn't be able to feel response back because you're just moving your air on nothing.
Right.
But it would respond.
But it responds.
I'm doing like a
like,
boob squeeze.
Maybe
yeah,
you
visually.
Are a little like sensitive.
Dude,
your
you
could
like la, 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 and they're going all over
about,
the place. Oh, you could put your face in there. La, 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 vapor. But it's scented, so it's
equal opportunity.
I don't need holograms for that.
You could.
Oh. Eric doesn't need holograms. Eric, think about the sixth grader who all he has is video games.
That's true.
All right.
You're right.
He's being selfish.
Yeah,
he's being selfish.
That's true.
Asshole.
Yeah. I would have killed for that in sixth grade.
Oh, please.
Dude.
Please. Dude, sixth graders of the future? They're going to be so cool. Shit. I'm jealous. I was just thinking, you know,
vapor motor boating.
I was just thinking recently.
I'm sorry, Loot Crate in the chat. Apparently, Loot Crate's in the chat.
Thanks, hey, welcome.
LootCrate.com/Vega64 Vapor motor boating with scent.
Yeah. Oh, whoa.
Yeah. Dude, peach body oil.
Yeah.
Beautiful.
Peaches.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Why not? You could choose the scent.
What if you could vanilla? What if you could vape? Like, you get special vape juice that's Loot Crate vape juice.
Oh, wow.
And you put it in, and then you get a digital RSS Loot Crate. You open it up, you pull all the things out.
Oh!
It's virtual.
Hey, you just helped them with
it's
their next
virtual,
idea.
But it's all,
send like, insanity.
It's all, like, gift cards. So it's random encrypted virtual gift cards, which then you could actually spend
cryptocurrency
on the internet.
You're welcome for that idea. You just go ahead and pay us more.
Okay, so... Virtual Loot Crate, Oculus Rift with the camera, and
VapeBox.
Wow.
And I wanted to say about backwards compatibility, getting back to that real quick, then we'll move on. I know it's not like financially feasible for Nintendo to make their new system play everything that's ever been out there, but if they released a standalone, something called like the Retro Console, and it's like, hey, this thing is, it doesn't play Wii U, it doesn't play Wii even, but everything before that, this one thing will play it.
There's a new console that's made by like a third-party company, I think called Retron 3 or Retron 5, and it just plays, it's got HDMI out.
You know what, I've seen something like that actually.
It's got HDMI out, a Bluetooth controller, and you can buy different types of controllers, I think, and it plays like... Nintendo, Super Nintendo, N64.
Oh, really?
That's pretty cool.
All the cartridges plug into it.
That's really cool.
And they've had, like, Yobo. They've had all these, like, shitty, like, Taiwanese knockoff, illegal, like, emulator, I guess, machines.
Yeah.
Of old NES, old Genesis. I mean, we have some here.
Yeah, it's cool.
But something nice with the HDMI out that's
interesting.
Some support.
Yeah, all the cartridge stuff is really, like, you can get it in emulators, and people are going back and making those available to play again, and that's cool, but I want to see like Dreamcast games, GameCube, PlayStation 2, Xbox One.
See, I'm of the mindset I've never gotten rid of any of those consoles, so I can hook them up.
Yeah, well, you know what? Not everybody does.
I had all those
at one point, but during like moves and stuff, I'm a sloppy person, honestly. Like, stuff breaks. And
or think about younger kids that just weren't didn't have access to Jet Grind Radio when it came out. Or Dreamcast.
Yeah, Dreamcast.
So where are they
going to
play that?
Dreamcast came out 15 years ago.
That is weird to think about. Like, but all these games, you're talking about like, we have like these Bluetooth like proprietary things or whatever. All these games are getting released on consoles that you have now.
True. The virtual console.
The virtual console.
Yeah, and then like Jet Grind Radio came out on PlayStation.
Well,
you know what I mean?
You know
like,
what?
Like
you
these things are getting re-released.
You say all these games, but it's not literally all these
games.
That
is true.
You know?
That is true.
All the games that I already bought 15 years ago... Not all of them are available to play anymore.
Deception. Where are the Deception games?
Yeah. Where's fucking...
I don't know.
Star Wars Episode 1 Podracer. Can I download that anywhere?
Can you? I bet you can.
No. Probably not. I bet you can't. I remember...
Super Bombad Racers.
Oh, cool.
Which one had, like, the big heads on the little racers? And there was...
Super Bombad Racers.
That was Super Bombad? You can download that?
No, I have no idea.
I don't know. I'm asking if it was Episode 1 Podracers or... Super Bombad Race.
I want to play a new Rogue Squadron.
Oh, sweet.
Make a new Rogue Squadron.
LucasArts kind of went under for a reason, huh?
No. It didn't go under, did it?
They don't make games anymore.
Disney bought them, and now
they closed. But LucasArts Game Studio?
There's a big deal.
Yeah,
they closed. They laid off tons.
They were making such shitty games for a while.
Yeah, they were, but you know what? Who cares? Keep going. Quitters. Keep going. Day of the Tentacle.
Sorry.
That's okay. I dug it.
Cool.
Derek, I'll let that one slide.
You don't want to talk about Ground Zeroes because you already did?
I mean, I've gone over it in excess last week on the podcast, and then I did a PPS stream on Wednesday where we played. And I think I'm going to play some other missions this next Wednesday with some little added extras, so tune in.
Yeah. Hey, Garrett's honestly pretty good at that game.
Hey, I just...
Not on the stream.
I've been playing more of the South Park game, and I'm doing a lot of the side quests, just like helping Al Gore... with Man, Bear, Pig, and all little stuff like that.
Really, I think when you say PPS, it sounds like a little kid not trying to talk about, like, bad words.
The PPS is the Poorly Played Stream, Wednesdays at 7 Pacific on the Mega 64...
The channel that you're watching.
And also,
on our front page.
What goes in the toilet? Little PP and S.
Little PPS.
So,
what does that mean?
So, well, one is piss and one shit.
Yeah.
PP and
I don't like kids say shit. They're afraid.
Yeah, because they say
S.
Yeah, they just say S. They say PP and S. Yeah,
they go PP and S.
Yep.
So check that out. Or
I'm on the very last part of the very last mission on Grand Theft Auto V.
Dude,
I didn't have enough time to beat it before I came here.
Yeah,
I am. I'm on the very last part of the very last mission, and then I'm done.
Are you gonna do it tonight?
Yeah.
I have the worst problem of not finishing anything.
I have been doing that. I've been getting so close to finishing games and then not doing it. And then 2-3 weeks ago, I went, I'm sick of not being done with this. And so I put in all the games that I was really close to beating, and I've been beating them all.
Yeah. Oh. Beat Tomb Raider?
Maybe I'll have to do
beat,
that.
Ghostbusters. No, I'm still
you
on
beat Ghostbusters?
Yeah.
Holy shit. Recently?
Yeah.
Wow.
That game is super old, right?
Yeah, I think it was well, we talked about it on the podcast. It was a lot of fun.
That's true.
That's a fun-ass game.
We saw the trailers for new movies that looked awesome.
Awesome trailers. Awesome.
If you remember our electronic fart conversation from oh so long ago, it's because we just watched trailers for
episode two.
For the, yeah, way back from episode two of Mega 64 Podcast Z. We were talking about electronic fart noises making movie trailers awesome. And we know that. Because we just watched the Ninja Turtles movie trailer.
Yes.
A lot of controversy on the internet about this trailer, and I don't understand it.
Yeah.
It has the electronic fart noises.
Wow.
I mean, it fucking farts all over the place.
Every time a Ninja Turtle lands onto some type of surface.
Or even a helicopter flies over.
Helicopter flies.
Tower falls over. Wow. Ninja Turtle does a flip. Wow.
Do you know what I think was the first trailer to incorporate that noise? Was Inception. Yeah.
Inception. That's where it came from, I think.
I think that started the trend. And Michael Bay has now taken the trend to completion with the Ninja Turtles
trailer. I thought he was directing that movie. He's not.
He's only producing it.
Yeah.
I just saw his name on it, and I was like,
Michael Bay's fucking up the Ninja Turtles.
It looks exactly like Transformers, except there are turtles instead of robots.
But to me, everyone's mad. What did they expect from a Ninja Turtles movie?
Just watch the old ones.
Who cares?
I get everyone being mad now because it's like, oh, that's something that was special to me, and now they think they're ruining it, but you don't... I guess I used to think like that, too, but you don't have to watch it.
Yeah.
And there was nothing coming out before this. Now there's something. Maybe it'll be fun.
Yeah, but...
Maybe it'll be
I think that, you know, it was like...
It
here's the thing.
Shitty, but...
Well, yeah, but...
There's two... it's like, they could have made this movie... like really fit in with what was already established with Ninja Turtles.
Yeah.
But they made it fit in with what was already established with Michael Bay.
And like,
and I think that's why people are angry. It's like, it just looks like a Michael Bay movie, like his last five movies.
I don't know what people wanted at the beginning at Nickelodeon Studios.
Yeah, that's a good point. The first thing you see is that. It's like, here's what you're going to get. Yeah. I don't know.
Nickelodeon produced a movie about crime-fighting turtles.
To sell toys.
Exactly. Which is what it is.
Yeah.
And the guy who said you and your friends are dead from the second Batman movie is Shredder. And
there's a big-ass turtle. Yeah, I think if you were like a big fan of the original Ninja Turtles comic when those movies came out, you probably were pissed off.
Yeah, but then you probably weren't a big fan of the cartoon. If you were a big fan of the comics, I doubt you're a big fan of the cartoon.
Yeah, and that's what I'm saying. I feel like every time Ninja Turtles comes out, there is always the quote-unquote real fans
that
who
makes
are
so
like,
sense.
This is not what Ninja Turtles is, because it went from like a dark and gritty comic book to a Saturday morning cartoon to a cheesy live-action movie, back to a Saturday morning cartoon, which was different, back to something that's dark and gritty, but now is, you know, Michael Bay.
But still, and I think this revelation just came over me, it is dark and gritty now. It definitely looks like that Batman, that Transformers real-world environment look. However, it's a Nickelodeon movie
to
sell toys.
Right. Yeah.
This is a movie for 8 to 14-year-old boys.
Yes.
So a lot of 28-year-old
men are pissed.
Yeah.
So, whoa, we just figured it out. I know why you're mad at the new Ninja Turtles trailer. It's because you are no longer 8 to 14 years old.
Surprise!
That's why. If you're over 14 and you're bitching on the internet about Ninja Turtles, really take a look in the
mirror. But I'm not saying you're mad at Ninja Turtles. I think you're mad at the fact that time sucks.
Yeah,
and you're literally not 8 years old to 14 years old anymore. I know it's sad.
You're taking that slow walk to death. It's real hard when all the stuff from when you were a kid is getting jammed right back in your face, and it doesn't have that same shine as when you woke up and had a bowl of Lucky Charms.
Why weren't they complaining
about
the
cartoon?
But
you know what? But the only other option is to like be like really into it, but is that any better?
No.
Because then you're just an adult who's into stuff.
Yeah, exactly.
8 to 14-year-olds.
Were these same people complaining about the like current Nickelodeon cartoon of Ninja Turtles?
Probably. Probably.
I think so.
Or like the last four? Or that last anime?
Probably. And hey, they were still watching them all.
I really liked Ninja Turtles when I was a kid, but... I don't care.
What show?
Teenage
Mutant Ninja Turtles. We were going to let that go. When I was like 5, I had VHS tapes of Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
Me too.
I'm almost 28. Yeah, Deke, I have no need.
By Deke. Hey. And you always be like, hold on, that company's called Dick.
Yeah. No, straight up, it's 100%. Called Dick.
You're not, who decided, Deke. Like, you know why they say Deke in their promo?
Because if they don't, it's Dick.
Yeah, all the censors are like, you have a company named Dick.
Well,
right.
We say Deke, but you need to say it there because it's not Aaron.
I love Ninja Turtles 2 when I was a kid. I think the new movie does look like shit. Well, not to say it looks like shit.
No.
It looks like a very well-made movie, but it looks like Transformers.
It looks like Transformers.
Those, it's another big action.
You don't like those movies. It's not made for me, so I don't get mad when I see a trailer for the new Barbie movie because that wasn't made for me. Who cares? You know, I don't know.
It doesn't harm the source material, so the things that you enjoy about the thing that you enjoy can still be enjoyed by you. But when you see a trailer for like a new Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles movie, you don't have to go, "It's ruined!" Because it's not. Because you still have that comic book on your shelf that you can open anytime and still read like the first day you got it.
And there's a term I have read, I'm going to say hundreds of times at this point. I never want to see it again.
Oh, yes. I know what you're going
to
say.
Okay. I never want to see it again. Please, I'm begging the internet, stop saying it. I don't want to see Michael Bay raped my childhood one more time.
Raping my childhood?
I don't want to
is
see
so
it. I don't want to hear
used
it.
On
please
the
stop saying that. I can't say it
and
more.
And he didn't.
He did it.
So it's insensitive.
Hey, I've
so
been on
up.
That boat for such a long time. People post that on Facebook, and I'll just unfriend
them. That's the way to go, I think.
Because you're promoting rape.
I do agree with everybody out there. They shouldn't take old properties. I think that if you have an idea, if you have an idea for a movie,
that's all it is.
I understand that if something already exists, there's a built-in fan base. Mm-hmm. You don't need to explain to somebody what Ninja Turtles is. And if it was Ninja Aliens from Mars, you would have to explain to somebody what it was. But still, at the same time, I like to think, and this is we're gonna get down to the core, the truth of the matter,
right here.
Make it Ninja Aliens from Mars. And make it really fucking good, and invent your own new classic.
Yeah.
That's why I ultimately get disappointed with every one of these movies that comes out, because I'm just like, this is either going to suck, or it should have just been an original thing.
You know what? Me, Rocco, and Sean were talking about this the other day. They're like, oh, maybe they might make a new Indiana Jones, Harrison Ford, but maybe they might recast the Indiana Jones, like a James Bond type thing. Hey, just make a totally new property where someone goes on crazy adventures to find some kind of weird loot.
Thing is,
like, that's totally fine. But then Sean's like, yeah, but if they call it Indiana Jones, they make $1 billion.
Yeah, but what's so stupid is the thing, Indiana Jones was itself invented based on these old serials from the 1930s.
Yes, yes.
And they didn't just take those Flash Gordon or whoever serials that they were based on and redo them.
Right.
They made Indiana Jones. And in fact, they made Flash Gordon in the 80s, and it tanked.
Yeah.
So
Indiana Jones is around.
Yeah, exactly. So make something new inspired by
You can be inspired by
whatever you want. Yeah, why am I talking about
They
much?
Probably but are going to do that.
That makes sense.
The Indiana Jones thing?
Well, yeah, because a company can guarantee themselves to make money.
Financially.
Definitely well, think about, you're going to end up, Beckett's probably going to want to go see this Ninja Turtles movie.
Yeah, definitely.
So you're going to end up taking him, and wouldn't you rather take him to something that's like, this is familiar, I like Ninja Turtles when I was a kid, so I'd rather take him to see this than like, you know, some made-up thing that you think looks dumb.
In my head, I have more of an incentive to take him to this than if it was something...
Lego Mighty
Mice. But ultimately, if it was some made-up thing that looked cool, that would be best.
That's true, but it's true. But also, it's for kids.
The Croods.
The Croods, though. Okay, that's a good example.
Wall-E.
I didn't want to take him to see the Croods.
Yeah.
You know?
It looked gross.
Yeah, it's true. But I think this movie looks... No, it's not for me either. The same, but it's like, well, it's Ninja Turtles.
But you'd rather take
him. I'll take him to this.
And I think that's the way the marketing works.
If I was at the theater and I had a choice between the two, it'd be Ninja Turtles every time.
I think that's not only is there, it's a pop culture reference. It's hot right now because people are still talking about it online. Right. But also, as a adult, you're going to take your kids to something that you're familiar with.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And they're redoing Hercules.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, redo
now,
it.
Here's the thing. Hercules, all right. I think that looks cool.
Hey, you know what? Hey, honestly,
I think it's different because Hercules is such a classic story from antiquity. It's not like they're doing Hercules the Legendary Journey reboot. It's Hercules.
Mm-hmm. I think that the sets and the costuming look cool. A big CG lion looks really cheesy.
All the CG looks like shit.
It really does. It looks really B-movie.
I thought it looked like shit.
See, when we watched it, all I was thinking was, wow, I think they finally have got CG stuff to look good.
It looked like the Scorpion King.
Absolutely.
It was the Scorpion
King. That's the Rock.
The lion is one thing. That fucking warthog was another with that like CG like wood big splintering,
and then when he like jumps off like a rock with like, his big club, and it just looks like a PlayStation.
But that's
scene,
all dude. That's gonna be.
But that's all Ninja Turtles look like was a PlayStation cutscene.
And all the high action scenes that are so obviously CGI cartoons.
Yeah.
Maybe not everybody feels the same. That takes me out.
Oh, me
of
too.
It.
I cannot watch it.
My brain turns off. It might as well just be like slush. Running down the screen.
I absolutely 100% agree with you.
I'm the opposite if it looks decent.
Show me one that looks decent, though.
The smog scenes in the last Hobbit film, I thought looked great. I thought the CG looked cool. Now, when you CG a real-world character, it's harder to... Like, a lion, I know what a lion looks like, so it's harder to fool. But, like, a giant warthog or a dragon or something like that, I feel like the technology with CG is up there to where it doesn't pull me out. Like, back in the day when Dobby was talking to Harry Potter and the stupid little elf thing, it looked shitty, and it pulled me out. Like, I know it's not sitting in the room.
Look, you can make... Don't make real animals like lion CG, but make fake animals like warthogs.
It's easier... No. That was a giant, like... That was like a fucking gigantic warthog.
I think all the CG there looked like PlayStation stuff.
I always go back to things like in Jaws. They had a robot shark and they couldn't get it to work, so they just had to film around it, and you just see like water splashing and kids getting pulled under, and it looks so cool and scary and real. It looks more real in Jaws when the kid gets eaten by nothing, because you think to yourself, that's how it would be in real life. I'd be at the beach and this kid would just get pulled underwater.
Now that and people's imaginations is better than anything else we can do. Imagination is so powerful. Let that do the work.
But I don't know that example works in this situation because he's fighting so many different animals.
That's true.
That you can't shoot around him fighting head to head these animals.
This is a fundamental difference in filmmaking, whether you're saying, I'm going to have this grandiose, epic shot. You're going to see the lion, full body lion cock swinging. Yeah. It fucking hits Hercules in the face. It knocks his tooth out. We're going to have a fucking CGI tooth going out. That is just a different path of thought than a director who says, there's no way we can show this lion full body and make it look good, so let's figure out something else. Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's just two different paths.
Right.
So...
I think that's a good point.
And I think the CGI is... it's kind of fun to be that person coming up with all that stuff, but ultimately you're just like... doing it for yourself because...
Hey, it's got to be a real bummer to work that hard on something and then 2 years later, it looks like shit.
Yeah, exactly.
Exactly.
Yeah,
and what true. Is in what case is that not true?
Yep. Find one. That's why I say find me CG that looks good. Because I think in 2 years,
really
everything looks like
garbage.
Up
to par now?
No.
It's never
up to par.
Absolutely not.
It just never. It just gets out
the closest that it gets to...
I mean, I'm the biggest guy
except in Existence.
I agree. But that was practical effects.
You guys know, like, I'm the biggest practical effects... guy, like, I don't like CG in movies. Like, if they use practical effects and blend a little CG on top of it,
the blending is
awesome. It seems to look good.
Yeah.
But I definitely feel that, like, now at 2014, I'm not pulled out of it so hard as I was in 2005.
You know what? Somebody in the chat made a good comment. District 9 had really good CGI. That's so good, I forget that it was CGI.
Where the Wild Things Are, I thought was a perfect combination of the blending.
They just put the faces on, yeah.
This all was the faces, but the puppet itself was the real thing. Looked awesome to me.
It could be done.
There's a video floating around from the Mortal Kombat movie of, I don't know which character it was, but the dude with like four arms.
Goro.
And how they did all the animatronics for that, and it looks so good.
Yeah,
I was
from the Mortal Kombat movie.
From the Mortal
that was like
Kombat
what 94, like something like that.
All the facial expressions and everything like that. The hands could be articulated completely, and it just blew me away. And that's from the 90s.
I just don't think there's anything where CG to me is going to trump practical effects.
No, never. It'll never do. It'll never happen.
Well,
Really good practical effects.
I don't think
awesome CG will trump shitty practical effects. Yeah. But awesome practical will trump shitty CG.
I don't think it'll ever win, but I definitely think we're getting better, increasingly better.
We are getting better.
To where eventually, I don't think you're going to be able to tell that it's not there. Unless you are sitting there going, I know it's not there, and that's why.
It will be night and day to now.
Well, it's an art form, so there are artists, and some are better than others.
Agreed.
And there's a lot of instances where it's just not that good.
Yep.
But my main fear with Hercules, real quick, I'll wrap this up. I thought The Rock, when I first heard he would be Hercules, I'm like, The Rock is so not, like, Greek.
Yeah.
And he is like, I always will just imagine The Rock how he was in the WWF. Just this, like, gaudy, you know,
machismo.
Yeah, machismo, college athlete. Yep. Yeah. Smarmy. But I thought actually in the trailer he did really kind of portray how I expected Hercules to look. They don't show his face at first. I thought to myself, I was making jokes like, oh, dude, they got Kevin Sorbo. I knew it was The Rock, but I thought the look, he actually transformed himself. Yeah. He looks like Hercules.
Except when he yells, I am Hercules at the camera, which I thought was hilarious.
Yeah, and then he holds a sword, and we get a big old electronic fart as we zoom in onto him holding a sword.
Yeah. Hey, wow. and then the word Hercules is on fire, and it looks like the font from Rowdy Roddy Piper's t-shirt from like the 80s. It looks so bad.
Yeah, that was interesting 80s font.
Has there been another? I know there was the Hercules show, which I was a big fan of, but has there ever been a film?
I thought that they just made a Hercules film not too long ago.
They did.
I thought this was like the second one. They were like going head to head, and this one.
Why
like,
do studios always seem to fucking? It's weird. Are they spying because, on each other?
Because, going, yeah, hey, probably. Four people get ideas, and like, we have to fucking do it.
We got
to
do a Hercules movie before.
Is somebody pitches a Hercules movie, and the deal goes south, so they think we'll just fucking make our own, and we'll beat yours, and we'll put it out first, and then the original group is like, well, we're still gonna make ours,
and it's gonna be better.
And that's how it happens.
And that's why I think we're going to be in theaters to see Hercules.
Right.
Am I wrong? Are you going to go see it?
I need to see.
I'm with Kevin.
You know what?
I haven't been to a movie. To see one more trailer where it's not him fighting giant animals because I thought the costuming and the sets looked really cool. But the rest of it looked like essentially a
movie. I have a soft spot in my heart for Hercules.
I know.
Well, and The Rock.
So, and The Rock.
Yeah.
So Hercules. So I will probably go check that out in theaters.
I don't think there's anything wrong, and I know you guys give me shit for liking Resident Evil movies and whatnot, but like every once in a while when I haven't been to the theater in a long time, I just want to go see some fodder, something I'm going to have fun with, and that looks like something great. I looked this weekend because I kind of had the bug to go see something. Yeah. I couldn't find a fucking thing in theaters that wasn't like old Oscar movies still replaying rundown theaters. There was nothing in theaters to watch this weekend.
Yeah.
Nothing that was worth money.
But this is that kind of drought time. The first quarter of the year is always stuff that no one's going to care about.
February is like the shitty vampire movies for teenagers. That's not Twilight. That's in November.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's like that's the worst time.
We're going to start getting movies that you actually want to see Day in like the two next, that, like the next
when,
2 months.
When is Hercules? Do we know?
Probably summer.
It said this year. I thought.
Earlier we mentioned that Eric, all of us actually attended and participated in a wrestling event this past Friday. Super awesome showdown.
Mm-hmm.
It was really cool. You'll probably talk about it more on your podcast, I assume.
Yeah, you can listen to the Go Home Show. It goes up on iTunes on Wednesday. It's on iTunes now!
You did it!
Woo!
Thank you, Aaron.
But we did... Me and Derek do live commentary, introduce the show. We're the hosts for Super Awesome Showdown. You can find it on Twitter, @ Awesome Showdown, on YouTube and on Facebook, Super Awesome Showdown. Yeah.
It's on Twitter, it's on Facebook, there's videos.
It's indie wrestling, very comic booky, very galactic twists, a lot of music, a lot of sound, a lot of lights.
I thought this show went better than the last one.
I agree. It was a lot of fun. We had a very cohesive story told in three parts. We had some matches, we had some promos, we had heel turns, we had interesting dynamics with characters. I had a great time.
Foreign objects?
There were foreign objects.
What?
Butterfly net.
What?
There will probably be video of the event. Eric will talk about it more on his more appropriately themed podcast. This is a video game podcast.
The number one.
You're looking at the number one video game podcast.
Sorry, Giant Bomb, but you bomb.
Hey, you know what? Giant Bomb has a video, has a wrestling podcast also.
What?
So let's fucking sink that ship.
Let's. Whoa! This is a
we're WWF and they're WCW.
We just talked about your idea.
Hercules movies. There's two studios competing. Now we got two podcast giants competing for wrestling piece of the pie.
Exactly. So check it out. Look them up. Super Awesome Showdown. Don't look up Giant Bomb
because
they stink.
We had a blast.
Stink.
Kevin and Brian and me helped. We filmed.
It was great.
What'd you guys help? What'd you guys
do? It was like last minute.
It was even better than the last one I filmed. Yes. Yeah. I had a great time. I mean,
what'd you think, Kevin? You'd never been.
I didn't go to the last one. It was a lot of fun.
Yes. Hell yeah.
I seriously was like so close to making it.
I heard a lot of people were really enjoying it and were talking about like, wow, I didn't know what to expect. A lot of first time attendees showed up and they were like, this is really funny. But it's also, like, surreal and, like, psychedelic. I don't know if they use that word. But, like, galactic and just, like, comic book out there.
You know what?
And they were saying, like, coupled with, you know, like, fighting and these feats of acrobatics.
Well, big,
and,
like,
there were some big moves.
People are taking bumps off, like, the top rope.
Yep.
Like, there's
some... they do big moves.
There's big moves in the show.
There's some high flyers.
And that's what I heard was people surprised at how authentic the indie wrestling was, but then how fun the storyline got and with all the lighting and everything. I did hear everyone was like, it sounded like it would have lasers everywhere. You guys need lasers.
Yeah.
I think we should get
Hey, we're a step away from doing some really good stuff.
We're still growing it, and I think the third show this next May is going to even be better.
I think May might be our next one. Maybe.
I'm going to do my best to be at that one.
We're still trying to pin down the next show, but look it up.
We'll let you guys know. Check them out, man.
Other than that, I watched an episode of True Detective.
Don't spoil it. I want to watch it. Is it good?
It's really good.
Cool.
Okay.
I really liked it.
I'm the same way.
And the only thing I'd heard about True Detective was a joke. So people were making fun of it. Mm. And it was 100% true to the point where within 10 seconds, I started laughing out loud. I was like, wow, they really weren't fucking kidding around. I think Rockaway even made this joke on the podcast. Everybody talks in like a southern drawl, mumble in fucking metaphors. It is everybody.
It's like hanging out with Andrew Douglas.
They're going on. When you go down to the water, you're gonna get wet. But are you ready to get wet? Because your towel may not be a towel. Maybe something soaky. Soaky could be a piece of leaf. Big old leaf wrap you up, and you get smoked. You ready for that?
Wow. That's the whole show.
Wow. Cigarette hanging out of the mouth the whole time?
You'll watch it. You'll fucking laugh.
Hey, I'm really going to watch it, but that sounds like the exact opposite. I started watching The Sopranos. I'm five episodes in of the second season. So I've watched the season and five of the second season. That is the opposite.
You're going fast.
In The Sopranos... Yeah, because I can't fucking stop watching
it. It's so good.
In The Sopranos, it is the opposite of that, where it is no bullshit.
It's no bullshit.
It's so uncomfortable how Tony Soprano goes... Hey, how you doing? He gets so close to everyone. In all of his friends he gets that close to, and all of his enemies he gets that close to.
Closer.
So everyone, it's so uncomfortable.
I don't like that.
Yeah, because you just know, this guy's fucking crazy.
Yep.
Well, what is he going
to
do?
And then, so last night, I went to an Italian restaurant, and I had to get manicotti.
Yeah, you're into it.
Oh, Sopranos will make you hungry.
Oh, starving.
I finished House of Cards Season 2.
That was what I was going to talk up, because I'm watching it. No, I haven't finished it yet, but watching it into Season 2, it's great.
Oh my God, it's so good.
The internet crime stuff that they kind of started playing with. I'm not. I'm just saying, like, there's themes in this that are very fitting with what's happening in the real world. And they stay fairly current, you know?
They do.
It's good.
Anyway, it's really good. I think we're over time.
I finished Kill la Kill.
Oh, okay.
Great show. It's a fun product that came out. It fits right in line with, like, Gurren Lagann. I don't know if I like it as much as Gurren, but it was great.
Kevin?
I'm not watching anything.
Kevin doesn't watch anything.
All right, well... Shit.
Sean can't wait to get out
of here. Real quick, last thing I want to say. We do have a Groove Shark. Check it out. I added some songs. It's been a while, but I found some good tunes. I added Another Man by Barbara Mason, which is an awesome song. And Biggie sampled it. I'm going to post the Biggie sample next week. But I also posted a little song from 10 years ago. A little song by the name Drug Like by a band... Whoa. Called Action Action. Whenever I talk about this song or this band,
I don't know what you're doing.
I act like this. This is the feelings that get conjured up when I think about this band.
Wow.
This was a
Firefall stream.
This was like a one-hit wonder from Hot Topic that I bought when I was 18,
And for whatever reason, I just like randomly thought about it the other day. And I got a little sad. I was like, it's been 10 years ago since this shitty song came out. God, time just keeps on marching forward. Anyways, I added Drug Like by Action Action. I like the song.
I picked a super old song as well. I picked
Belinda Carlisle.
Well, no, I should have done Belinda Carlisle.
He almost picked Belinda Carlisle.
I did 4th of July by Soundgarden. And I did a hot dance number I think the kids will like called I Sit on Acid by the Lords of Acid. Check that
cool.
out.
Cool. Okay. Very nice.
Is it as good as Drug Like?
It's it starts with a pretty funny sample.
Cool. Don't take that as a negatory.
Thank you for watching episode 2.
Shop.magazinesupport.com.
Oh, yeah. We have a special. Everything is the opposite of half price. Twice as much.
Exactly. Twice the MSRP.
Buy two, get one. Not for free.
Also,
yeah. Cost you twice as much.
Don't forget, we're going to be at PAX East. Mega 64 panel for True Connect Gamers Saturday at 7 p.m. at the Dragonfly Theater.
We will be at PAX East.
/ Mega 64 as well.
We're going to take over Boston. We're going to
be at RTX.
Unconfirmed.
Oh, unconfirmed?
What the fuck are you talking about?
Is that confirmed?
They don't know.
I put a graphic up last.
They don't know.
Ago.
Yeah, anime. Shit.
Hold on. If you're watching, let me clear up some confusion real quick because this is important. They don't know if RTX is happening.
What?
So I don't even know if I'm gonna go there. So if you bought a ticket, double check what the fuck you bought.
Good night.
Maybe they're gonna skip town.
Good night.